Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
Welcome, buddies. One and all, Mark Arum with you just for an hour tonight. Then we turn the keys over to the old ball coach, Kirby Smart, and Bulldogs Live. We got an hour to keep you entertained in your crappy drive home, and I apologize for that. Thursday evenings, Deborah Green, producer of the Mark Arum Show. This is the traffic side of me coming in. Thursday mornings and evenings are now the worst rush hour of the week.
Is it because people want like an early weekend, like people take Friday off or something?
I think it's because, yeah, because a lot of flexing, flex time, shorter work weeks. They'll work like Chuck. For example, we'll bang out 16 hours a day over 3 days.
So much
and
work.
And then take off 4 days. So, yeah, I don't know what it is, but we got you covered with traffic every 6 minutes. And we're going to have some fun tonight. Little Sanjay will join us with Would You Rather. But I briefly want to talk about two things tonight. The open Senate seat, what will be the open Senate seat for the Republican, Johnny Isaacson retiring at the end of the year, and the 10-year anniversary of the 10-year flood. Real quick on the Senate seat, I love what Governor Kemp's doing.
Isn't that funny?
Like, submit your resume.
Yeah.
So someone in the newsroom today said, Arum, submit your resume. I'm like, I can't remember the last time I did a resume. I wouldn't even know what to put on it. Not that I'm going to submit for the Senate. I mean,
that'd
it was
great,
a joke.
Though.
It was a joke, but when's the last time you did a resume? Does Erickson make you reapply for your job every year or something?
I mean, I get fired on a weekly basis, so
did you,
yeah.
I update mine every year because I work in radio.
You never know. I should
yeah,
do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, and I have a website just in case.
Okay. I literally, probably 15 years I've done it. I wouldn't even know what to put on a resume. WSB, 97 to 2019. That's it.
You could put it on a post-it note.
Like, I'm 45 years old now. If I did a resume, would I put in my internships?
Like,
No.
At this point, you just put, like, the most recent things that
then
matter.
My resume would be one line then.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You can put it on a post-it note.
Well, that would make you look good. You know, you've been here for, what, 20 years, you know?
But I think anyone
you just
gets
want
a,
one page anyway.
Anyone gets a one-line resume, like, who the hell is this jackwagon?
Well, you put other skills on it, right? Like, experience skills.
If I had other skills, I would put them on there, yes.
You'd probably have to hire one of those people that, those professionals.
Oh, that do for you.
Basically lie.
Yeah, I don't think I have to lie. I just wouldn't, like, the last resume I did had the following stuff on it. So basically the resume that I used to get hired here that I actually gave to someone had, like, worked at an Italian restaurant, worked at a bowling alley, ran a hot dog cart. Like, do I keep those on?
No, you get rid of those.
You get rid of those.
Interned at WFSB in Hartford, Connecticut. Like,
yeah.
I do actually. You know what? I did have a lot of writing. Like, so I worked at newspapers. So there's like three or four newspapers where I was a sports
there you
writer.
Go.
Yeah.
Would I keep that on though? I mean,
that you definitely
can.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Really?
Because it's relevant.
Exactly.
But it was 1988.
Unless you're applying at Waffle House or something, then you wouldn't put
Ooh.
It.
By the way, my Waffle House is under
still under construction.
Bring it over here if you can. It's still under construction.
Oh.
They're renovating it. It's throwing my whole life out of whack.
You look a little disheveled.
Well,
there's something wrong with you. I can just there's not a negative energy, but there's something your chi is off.
It's been a full week since I've had Waffle House.
Yeah, that's what
it's throwing me all off. I got to find a new location if this is going to continue to go on. All right, so this is Deb Green's resume.
You have to read it online, but that's what it looks like.
All right, on-air personality producer.
You don't need to read it
online. I'm just doing the bullet points. I'm just doing the bullet points. Phone number, no, I'm just kidding. Work experience, Cox Media Group.
What's
some other
skills?
Technical skills. Can I read them?
Because that's what you're going to need to work on.
Adobe Audition, GarageBand, Vox Pro, Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Illustrator, Dreamweaver, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel. Like, I can do those two. Word, well, not even Excel. I do Microsoft Word.
You can fake Excel.
WordPress, Social Flow.
I fake Excel.
OpEx, Wide Orbit. Social, I have no skills.
Like,
these are technical
skills. You might need someone to lie.
Education, I'll have an education line on there. I'll have one work skill, Microsoft Word. Maybe Twitter.
No, okay, you can. You know what you do? Throw the map program that you use.
Yeah,
for
whatever
traffic.
Map program.
Throw that on there. That'd just look cool.
I basically wrote that whole program.
So you can throw that on there.
That'd just say you wrote it.
Yeah.
Are you looking for another job? Or are we? Like,
no, it's just
he's just getting ready.
But Deb's right. In radio, we should have the resume, and should. I've the last resume I handed to someone was Chris Camp in 1997.
Wow.
Like I updated it like 15 years ago because some other stations were looking at me. So they were like, well, we need a resume. I was like, oh, okay. Let me take off the hot dog cart vendor of the original one. But yeah, I wouldn't even, my resume would be like this long, this big. I'm holding up two fingers about 2 inches apart.
That's not all that bad.
Do you have an updated resume?
Hell no.
You should.
No, I'm going to rest on the fact I've made enough connections where I won't really need one.
Really?
Yeah.
Call Governor Rick Perry.
Yeah.
Say, hey, Rick.
Yeah. Rick, what are you doing?
Rick, it's Chuck. What's going
I need
on?
A job.
What about you, Longoria?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't updated in the last couple of years,
but
I have one on my computer that's ready to go.
Right.
Already typed out.
So you're not going to apply for the Senate seat, though, are you?
No.
The last one I did was when I applied here. It was 7 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I love the fact that that's how Governor Kemp's doing it. So
I like you can go look them all up.
Yeah. And it kind of takes away any, scent of favoritism. Like, oh, of course he's hiring Bill Jenkins.
So-and-so.
Yeah. Bill Jenkins was his fraternity brother. You know, like, everyone applies. I think it's fantastic. I should throw one in just for blanks and giggles.
You know, Von Hessler once toyed around with the idea of Senate. Maybe he'll do it.
Oh, that'd be great.
No.
Not anymore?
No.
I mean, it was a thing for a while.
He's got a cushy gig, man.
Okay.
He's got a cushy gig.
Working with Yamamoto.
Exactly.
Why would you want to give that up?
Now, there's a guy that does work is Yamamoto. But I think I should send, you know what? I should dig up. It's probably on a mini disc. That's how long ago my resume is. Dig that up. Dig up my 1997 resume. Print it out and submit that to Governor Kemp.
That'd be great.
He'd be like, oh, he worked at two bowling alleys.
And a hot dog cart.
And a hot dog cart. Fantastic. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. All right, so 10 years ago, I don't know if all of you guys were here, but we had the historic flood of 2009, the 500-year flood, they called it. And were you here yet, Chuck? You were
no,
not.
No, I saw what you, I think it was Instagram this morning or Twitter, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I had to go look it up. I had no idea.
It was insane. You were here, Longoria?
No,
yet?
I didn't get here until 2012.
Deb Green was here.
I was here. I was stuck at work for a day.
Yeah.
I couldn't drive home.
It was, so real quick, if you weren't here, 2009, 10 years ago today, we had what they called the 500-year flood. And the downtown connector flooded, I-20 flooded, 285 flooded, anywhere where the river basically crosses the interstate was flooded, and my house got flooded. So I live right on Peachtree Creek, and I got double whacked. Is that a correct phrase? I got double whacked?
Sure.
So I had Peachtree Creek rising to the back of my house, and in the front of my house, the street was flooded. So basically, my complex was on dry land but surrounded by water. So I couldn't get out of my complex because the water was too deep. And I thought, you know, when I left my house, the water was probably 2 feet from my back door from Peachtree Creek. And I left my house thinking, all right, I'm going to lose my house and I'm going to lose my car. But I got to go in and cover this flood. So I come into work and I got to walk through this water. Luckily, I parked my Jeep out on high, dry land because I knew it was coming. So I was able to walk to my Jeep and get to work and back in school in time, back to school, back here in time.
Yeah.
But I left my house thinking, all right, I'm losing my house and my other car. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the water was 2 feet from my back door, and the front of the neighborhood was flooded. Apparently, it was a sewer system issue.
Oh, yeah, they can't handle
disgusting.
That amount of water.
So I drive, so I get back to work after, covering the flood all day, and I got to park my Jeep on high ground and walk through this just up to my nipple. Can I say nipple on the air?
Sure.
You just did.
Up to my nipple in water. And not just regular flood water, but like the backup sewage water.
Yeah, like gross city water.
So you know the scene in Caddyshack where they see the thing floating in the pool?
Yeah.
The baby Ruth?
Yeah.
And, those are floating by me as I'm walking through this. Like
up, you of all people, too.
I know.
Whoa. I know.
But here's why I had to do it. So my dog Bosco,
yeah,
and my then at the time girlfriend were in my townhouse waiting for me. And I was like, well, we got to get out of here because we're going to get flooded out. This is everything's going to be a loss. So I got a hotel room down the street. It's like the apartment type of hotels.
Yeah.
Residence Inn.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got us a hotel there. So I carry Bosco out like over my head, you know, like because to safety, I had to carry her through the sludge water to safety.
She's probably wondering what the hell.
I'd take her and put her in my Jeep Cherokee that I'd parked on higher ground, and I go back in, and my ex is there. I'm like, well, do you want to get on my shoulders so I can carry? And like I described how bad it was. I mean, the water was disgusting. I mean, when I came back in, I had just brown sludge on my legs. It was horrifying. And she goes, no. I'm like, well, you want to walk in that? She goes, yeah, because if I get in your shoulders and you drop me face first in that, I'm going to have to break up with you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I was like, fair enough. Fair enough. All right. So she actually was like Spider-Man climbing fences, like to try to minimize the...
Yeah.
As I was just slugging through it was disgusting.
Is this all due to rain?
Yeah, heavy rain.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Heavy rain. I think it was because... I think there might have been a drought before.
Okay.
Like, we didn't have rain for a long time, and then there was a lot of rain. But it was crazy. I got a fact sheet from our buddy Katie Walls, meteorologist upstairs on Channel 2. $500 million in damage occurred here in Metro Atlanta. 20,000-plus homes and businesses sustained major damage. Clark Howard's producer lost her house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was 10 people lost their lives. 80%, so 8 of those 10 people died in their vehicles.
Oh,
like they drove through the water,
and
instead of turning
caught,
around. Yeah. 28 new Crest records were set. It was 35% above a major flood stage at the highest. I mean, so 30 a major flood stage, and then it was 35% higher.
That picture that you, I think it was Twitter or Instagram,
the downtown connector.
Yeah, didn't everybody not know that it was being flooded? Because I saw that traffic backed up, like, right to the water's edge.
Well, they weren't listening to Doug Turnbull.
Is that what was going on? I was just curious, because I would think that they'd be like, oh, I probably shouldn't head down that way.
Well, if you're unprepared and, you know, you're driving down, like, it's just like an accident.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you all of a sudden hit traffic. What's going on?
I guess.
Oh, there's
a crash. I just would have thought they might have had the heads up. But
a crash at Delk Road. This was, the interstate's flooded.
Yeah.
I-20 was flooded. Six Flags. Look at the Twitter picture I put up. Six Flags underwater. And if the Beltline was here, it would have been flooded. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Talk about Governor Kemp's resume senator program. Love that. And the 10th anniversary of the Great Flood. On Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Come on.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Talking about the Great Flood of 2009. And update your resume if you want to apply for that Senate seat in Georgia. John is in Atlanta joining us on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, John.
Hey, Mark. I must say it's a pleasure to be with you this Saturday. You make the drive home so much more enjoyable.
Dude, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you.
Well, I did want to say thank you even more for teaching me a new curse word.
Which is?
So I'm waiting in traffic by a really long red light. Here comes a car driving down the turning lane, pulls in beside me. He's going to wait till the light turns green. I'm like, okay, you're special. You're in a Prius. You're invisible to me. There's no way you're getting over. And all of a sudden, the car in front of me, the light turns green. He stops and lets the guy over, and I just blurted out, you jackwagon.
Jackwagon. All right. Because I thought it might have been Onion Head, because I can't take credit for Onion Head, which we discovered last week. Jackwagon. Yeah. It's like sounds bad, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Would you call your daughters jackwagon?
Sure.
All right. There you go. So there, we got a new curse word, courtesy of the Mark Arum Show. I still like Onion Head, too. Jackwagon and Onion Heads. That's what we are, keeping you entertained on your ride home. Speaking of entertainment, little Sanjay joins us next with Would You Rather. It's the Mark Arum Show at 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Hey there, this is Patrick Warburton, and you are listening to the Mark Arum Show. Who, by the way, stole my Jesus fish.
639, 79 degrees on Peachtree Street, 5.5 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. Loving the cool temperatures. Coming up at 7, Coach Kirby Smart and Bulldogs Live. Big Bulldog game on Saturday in Athens. And I'm going. I need help, though, because I don't want to drive there because I want to imbibe and I don't want to deal with parking and everything. I just broke my headphones. Son of a biscuit. Deb Green's going to find me some new headphones in a second. But I want to like hire a car service, not to sound all highfalutin and everything, to like drive me up there and then drive me home so I don't have to.
I'm sure they have those, right?
They do.
I'll
I don't
go
know
find
if any
new
listener
headphones
was.
Right now.
I'd like to hook up a listener with some cash. Yeah, I just snapped off my headphone piece in here, so I can't hear a thing. I don't, and what? I can't even hear the thing in here. I can't get the nugget out. You have to come in here and talk to me, Chuck.
So you can't hear me?
I cannot hear you, no.
Yes. All right, hold on.
That's weird. All right, let me see if I can take a phone call and not hear you. I'll just turn off the thing. Josh joins us in Covington. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Pam, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, as before mentioned, I know your news guy just said Ronald Acuna hit his 40th home run. He's three stolen bases away from joining the 40-40 club. And the real thing is, he will be the first player not connected to PEDs to accomplish this feat.
You're right. So it would be Canseco, A-Rod. Who else did 40-40?
Barry Bonds and Alfonso Soriano.
Was Soriano ever... I mean, I was a Yankees fan. I loved him. He was too skinny, I think, to be doing PEDs.
I mean, he was connected to it. They came out with some reports with him connected to it, so... I mean, you never know. And he's got 99 RBIs. So, I mean, he's one RBI away from 100.
Well, there's a reason why I'm buying all the Ronald Acuna cards I can. So I appreciate it, Josh. We got the whole team in here trying to figure out. You know what can we do, Deb? Plug the headphones in over there and then stretch them out over here. I've totally hammered. At the tip of my headphones, just the tip, cracked inside the thing. You see what I'm saying, Longoria? So it can't reach it. So what are you going to do? Let me see. Oh, Deb Green, MacGyver in this thing. All right. Let's see if I can. Can I hear anybody? No one's talking, so I don't know if I can hear. Mike's in Tequila. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, I heard your caller call in about Jack Wagon.
Yes.
Tommy Lee Jones, Wesley Snipes, Robert Downey Jr. Jones plays a U.S. Marshal, and he uses that term. I want to say the movie's from about 20 years ago.
Oh, no kidding? All right. So I wasn't claiming I invented Jack Wagon. I just brought it to the forefront.
No, but I figured you could use that little tidbit.
All right, excellent.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Let's do what would you rather, Little Sanjay, as I got new headphones now in my studio, the Mark Arum Show studio. Little Sanjay with Would You Rather on the Mark Arum Show.
It's time. For Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
He's the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. I've eaten up most of his time. He's Big Sanjay. We lost Deb Green, so just start rapid firing these questions, Sanjay. What you got, buddy?
First, I just got to say, you really rocked it out of the park with Rhythm Nation this morning. All right.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Would you rather eat a meal, a big meal, before or after doing a large amount of work?
After.
Definitely after.
After.
But I don't want to do a large amount of work. But go ahead. Next question, Sanjay.
All right. Would you rather punish an innocent person or let a guilty person off?
Let a guilty person off.
Yeah, definitely.
Next question, Sanjay.
All right. Would you rather be ugly and surrounded by good-looking people or surrounded by ugly people and be extremely good-looking?
Well, I'm ugly and surrounded by good-looking people. I mean, Chuck, Longoria, Deb Green, they're all 8 pluses. I'm a 4.
Yeah, right.
And I like this, so I'm okay. I'll be a 4 surrounded by 9s.
What's Chuck? The advantage? Wouldn't you rather be good-looking surrounded by ugly people?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I've never had that. You've had that problem. I've never had that problem.
I'm going to stay good-looking and be around ugly people.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to be good-looking and be around ugly people.
He goes, I'm going to stay good-looking. All right, next question, Sanjay.
All right, would you buy your admission for the fair? You have a choice between 2 free raffle tickets. One is a 99% chance of winning $1,000. The other is a 0.1% chance of winning $1,000,000. Which would you rather have?
Take the $1,000. The 0.1% is too small a percentage. $1,000 or roll the dice, Deb?
$1,000 fine.
Yeah, I could do it a lot with $1,000.
I'll roll the dice.
You'll roll the dice?
$1,000,000 is a lot.
Yeah, but 0.1% chance.
Still. That's still better than
you're
playing the lottery.
You're
going
to hear it from your wife on the way home. Take $1,000, yeah. Chuck.
Nah, I'll take the $1,000.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah. The next question, Sanjay, real quick.
All right, last question. Would you rather only have 1 hour of sunlight every day or have 24 hours of sunlight every day?
24 hours of sunlight.
1 hour.
I'm going 1 hour.
1 hour?
1 hour.
Really? Yeah. You guys need blackout curtains like I got.
Don't
it.
Care.
He's the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show. Find him on Facebook, Brass Tax Accounting. Thanks for hanging through our technical difficulties, buddy.
You bet.
All right, we'll come back. More of your calls, 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show. 7 minutes left to the Mark Arum Show, then Bulldogs Live with Coach Kirby Smart. Susan joins us in Canton. Susan, welcome to the show.
Hey, I want to tell you about my favorite sounds like a curse word, but it's not.
Oh, please, yes.
Okay, my kids came up with this when they were in grade school, and I don't know what this guy would think about it that we use his name, but Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
Saget.
By the way, so Bob Saget has this public persona of being, you know, the dad on Full House. Was it Full House?
Yeah.
And he's really a stand-up comedian, and he is perhaps one of the top five filthiest mouths. So Brittany from Access Atlanta, who joins us on Fridays.
Yeah.
She used to live with Bob Saget's daughter in college.
What?
Yeah.
No,
so she used to like hang out with Bob Saget on occasion.
That's
Well, that's our favorite mom.
Bob Saget.
Bob
Saget.
Yeah,
I like it.
You can say it just as, you know, hard as you want.
Exactly. Thank you, Susan. All right, I'm going to put that in the tool belt. John's in Sandy Springs. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark. I would be honored to drive you to the Georgia game on Saturday if you're needing a driver to take you to and from the game.
Are you a professional driver or you just want to hang out with me?
I have driven for Lyft in the past. I currently do not drive for them, but I consider myself a professional.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Chuck, I'm going to put you on hold, John. Chuck, give him my email, and then, John, you just email me, and we'll work out the details. So, good stuff. Russ joins us in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk.
What's cooking, Russell?
Hey, just picked up Corrali. Hey, I want to ask you something. Did you guys send me that sweatshirt yet?
Because
I'm thinking if I didn't get that shirt, I'm going to have one made. You need to call promotions, Russ.
Do not call promotions. Listen, Russ, the reason I haven't sent it yet is A, I'm lazy and forgetful. Well, that's two. A, I'm lazy. B, I'm forgetful. And C, it's been 95 degrees, so you don't need a sweatshirt yet. Don't worry. You'll have it. You'll have it, buddy.
Oh, okay, because like I said, I was going to make one that says the Mark Arum.
No, don't do it.
Wasn't it technically for his girlfriend at the time?
It was for his girlfriend, so now I got to find an XL for you because I had a medium for your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's not my girlfriend anymore.
Exactly right, but don't worry, we'll get you. But trust me, please do not call or email promotions. I
didn't know that because what happened was I called the whoever answers the phone.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, who do I talk to about a prize? And they said promotions. But I didn't call promotions.
Understood. They sent you promotions.
It was like less than 24 hours.
But this
is the issue.
This isn't a prize. This is a gift. This is a gift, Russ. It's not a prize. And
well,
promotions,
I didn't know what to call it. So
promotions already thinks I'm Bob Saget, so I don't need to make them any angrier than they already are.
I've got a comment about Bob Saget, if you don't mind.
Yeah, real quick,
Russ. Never liked him, really, but that was the best-dressed guy on television. When he had that show that first came on, the America's Funniest Videos,
the Blooper Show?
He was the greatest. He had really nice suits.
Let me put this in perspective. As well-dressed as Bob Saget might have been in the 80s, Russ, come 3 weeks from today, you will have a Mark Arum Show sweatshirt, and he will not. So there you go. How about that? By the way, thanks for the call, Russ. Brittany said he's a super nice guy in real life, so that's good to know.
Oh, I'm sure he's great.
Yeah. Let's do Star of the Show, Longoria.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I'm going to give it to the three bananas. Get one for, two for Deb Green, one for Chuck, and one for Longoria, because you guys came in after my headphones died. After 10-plus years of solid service, my headphones are gone. Rest in peace, headphones.
I got the little piece out. Can I get an extra?
No, you get one.
Okay. You're going to have to start padding your lead there, yo.
Me?
Yeah.
He said, yo. All right, Jackwagon. All right, so Kirby Smart's coming up next. Don't worry, we'll continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.